It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Let's discuss what Coach Jay Wright's retirement really means. Today, the expected retirement of Villanova's longtime men's basketball coach Jay Wright took place in Philadelphia. The 60-year-old Wright led the Wildcats for 21 seasons, winning 70% of the games he coached. He won two national championships in 2016 and 2018, with his teams playing in four different Final Four appearances during his tenure at Villanova. He was already inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, which is a very rare feat for an active basketball coach. Jay Wright earned a reported $6 million per year at Villanova. So why would a successful college basketball coach like Jay Wright leave today? Is the NBA luring him away? Does he have a personal or family medical issue which is concerning him? Can this really be the same coach Jay Wright who just led Villanova into the NCAA's Final Four last month in New Orleans? During today's retirement announcement at the school, Jay Wright said that his greatest honor was, quote, just to be the coach at Villanova. Accolades or winning games are not as big as being the coach at Villanova. That Villanova basketball coach told the reporters on hand that he just didn't have the same edge anymore to continue on. Coach Wright felt like this year was the first time when he wasn't the most fired up person on his own basketball team. Even though his Villanova Wildcats reached the Final Four in New Orleans just a month ago, the longtime basketball coach felt like his personal fire had begun to extinguish. Quote, before, I would have never had to think about anything. And then I started to think, I have to get myself fired up here. Come on, let's go. According to the Villanova Athletic website, Coach Jay Wright is not leaving the school entirely. He'll now move into a new position with the university in fundraising, advising, and education. Coach Wright's longtime assistant coach, Kyle Neptune, is now taking over the coaching reins. The new head basketball coach was formally announced by the school today. So why did longtime basketball coach Jay Wright decide to quit the job he obviously loved so much? Burnout is a very real and likely culprit in his decision. Before Jay Wright took the job at Villanova back in 2001, the Wildcats men's basketball program had already become nationally prominent under the school's affable former head basketball coach, Raleigh Massimino. Jay Wright realized that the pressure to win big was going to come with the Villanova job. And he raced ahead and immediately established Villanova as one of the premier basketball programs on the East Coast once again. The new coach, Jay Wright, was able to recruit top talent to come play basketball at an academically challenging private Catholic school in Philadelphia with a total enrollment of about 10,000 students. According to one source, Villanova's average incoming freshman class averages 32 out of a possible 36 on the national ACT exam. Recruiting the right type of student athletes to come play ball at Villanova was not exactly an easy job, and like at Duke University, Villanova's academic requirements immediately eliminated a large number of high school basketball players. By coming to play basketball at Villanova, though, a talented high school athlete had the opportunity to improve his basketball game by learning from one of the nation's most talented teachers in Jay Wright. The Wildcats basketball coach was known for his teams being fundamentally sound and having nearly flawless execution on both offense and defense. Villanova basketball teams under Coach Wright would simply wear down most of their opponents by the end of the game. Another unique aspect of Villanova basketball under Coach Jay Wright was that his teams rarely featured one single player as the primary scoring option. Every single player on the court was expected to fulfill a role. The Villanova basketball coach molded his teams into his own image. By the end of a player's years at Villanova, their personal basketball IQ would increase by playing their coach's smart, fundamentally sound, team-oriented game at full intensity. Winning basketball games and remaining a national power became expected at Villanova under Coach Wright. Perhaps you and I can substitute a handful of college head coaches, whether they be football or baseball or women's sports, who excel at their sport by being the top teacher of the fundamentals, along with personal and team discipline needed to become proficient winners before the player exits the program. And I think that's why Jay Wright is now leaving college basketball today. It's one thing to recruit the right type of player to come to Villanova and commit to being proficient in his program for several years. In today's new NCAA, the players are now able to transfer from one school to the next as virtual free agents year to year using the current transfer portal program. And as I've covered in previous stories, nearly 25% of college basketball players are going to attempt to transfer to another school before next fall. Now let's sprinkle in the money being paid legally by these mysterious middlemen to incoming freshmen in return for the rights to commercially utilize the player's name, image, and likeness, the infamous NIL. This new NIL system, at least as it exists today, allows the top recruits to grab the cash heading out of high school without any recourse to repay any money if that player leaves the school via the transfer portal by the end of the next year. To become successful utilizing the style of basketball being taught by Jay Wright at Villanova, his basketball players must become proficient in learning the basics and then having them become ingrained into their personal basketball skill set, and it takes more than 1 year. Like a master gardener, Coach Jay Wright was able to take the seeds, called the incoming freshmen, and then carefully nurture them into full development by the time they left the program. In Villanova's case, that means that Jay Wright's teams were also capable of going very deep into the NCAA's annual basketball tournament.
Yes!
The Wildcats made the March Madness field in 16 out of 21 seasons under Coach Jay Wright. With this combination of the NCAA's transfer portal and the newly sanctioned Wild West style of cash being dispersed to the top athletic recruits by mostly unknown sources, I can see where a master teacher such as Coach Jay Wright might see that this new college basketball landscape has become a canvas which he doesn't want to paint anymore. And I think the coach recently said as much. Quote, "I think those changes are eventually going to be really good for college basketball," said the coach. "I'm so impressed with how we've handled NIL as a team. Some of our guys made really good money, and they had a 3.8 GPA, and they even went to a Final Four. But there's a side of this where Coach Neptune, the incoming coach, and our younger assistants are at another level than me when it comes to that kind of stuff. They're really visionary about it, and I feel like I'm the coach that's trying to keep up with all of this. That impacted us where we felt like this might be a good time for me to retire." Watching Villanova basketball teams coached by Jay Wright meant that his squad was not likely to be the one making crucial mistakes during the final minutes of play. To develop that kind of team discipline, though, Jay Wright's preferred style of basketball requires his student athletes to fully commit to playing at Villanova for more than just one season. And these changes may have served to deflate the thrill that Jay Wright was receiving from teaching basketball to his college student athletes. Coach Wright's style of coaching basketball is a masterful art form, and with so many changes happening in today's college sports landscape, successful coaches of every sport will need to become very flexible and learn how to deal with this new annual game of, let's call it what it is, cat herding. To assemble a team with so many players who decide to come and go annually as they please. Instead of recruiting the right type of personality to come into his college basketball program and stay there for a few years, Coach Jay Wright saw the handwriting on the wall. Though he would remain committed to his own players, the coach was not able to forecast with certainty how many of those new recruits would be willing to reciprocate and stick with him long enough to be successful in his basketball system and on the court. The masterclass in college basketball skills being taught by Villanova's Jay Wright has now ended today. And though today is a very sad day for many of us, it was marvelous to watch Coach Wright's teams during the past 21 years while he was the team's primary basketball instructor. Well done, Master Coach. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.